B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zulak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Thanks for bearing with us earlier when the radio signal went down. It's back up and running. We're good now, right?
Yeah.
Jim, we're good?
Oh, yeah, since 10:15. We've been up and running. Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Freaking Dennis. Issues.
But you can always download our app at 98.5thesportshub.com. Get caught up on the latest sports news. And again, tap that app. That's what we say. Stream us anywhere you go. 617-779-0985. Bill in Leominster with some reaction to the Mookie Betts trade. Hi, Bill.
Hi. It's not necessarily related to Mookie Betts, but I don't really understand 10-year long-term contracts. I'm trying to think of one recently that's actually paid off. Like, do you think A-Rod was a good long-term signing?
Yeah.
How about CC Sabathia?
No.
Right. How about Ellsbury?
Oh, God, no.
How about Hamilton? Was that his name? The Texas outfielder?
Josh Hamilton. Yeah.
Was that a good one?
No, there's a long list of bad ones, and there's very few good long ones. You're right.
Right. And that's why, like, you know.
Well, what was Manny Ramirez when he first got here?
Manny's is on the good list.
Yeah.
Manny's contract
was phenomenal. That was a lot of money.
Would you like to have Bryce Harper's contract on the Red Sox?
What was his deal? What's his deal again?
I thought it was 10 for 300, something
okay.
like
no,
that.
No, you're right. Listen, you've got 13 years. That is insane. You're right, Bill. Long contracts rarely work.
Bryce Harper's 13,330.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, Albert Pujols, I mean, did that work out?
Well, let me ask you this, Bill. Did Dustin Pedroia's contract work out? That wasn't 13 years. Is David Price's contract working out for the Red Sox right now? Is Chris Sale's five-year deal going to work out for the Red Sox? Doesn't have to be 13 years to hose you. When you are dealing in high-priced players, there's a boatload of risk. There is.
How about Sandoval?
And do you know what the beauty of being the Red Sox or the Yankees or the Dodgers? Do you know what the beauty is?
You just keep doing it.
You can keep doing it. And you can keep absorbing the bad payroll.
And then you're going to hit one.
You can keep doing it as long as you're willing to pay your money, as long as you're willing to be a rich owner in baseball, one
the
of
hell.
The filthy rich ones like John Henry or the Steinbrenners in New York. As long as you're willing to dole out your money in the name of winning, you can absorb it.
Wait till Judge is
up. And you know what?
Then you're going to have to pay.
You know what else is a dirty little secret about baseball? Every team can actually afford it. They just choose not to. That's baseball's dirty little secret. They're all filthy rich. Even the bad teams, even the Marlins, even the Rays. They just choose not to operate like that. It's why John Henry despises paying the CBT, because he hates putting more money in other owners' pockets, because he knows they could spend too. It's just that their margins wouldn't be as good. They wouldn't be able to make as much money. Look at the baseball TV contract. Look at the national deals. It's the teams that are good that can also, you know, turn their success into local deals too. But they're all loaded. Are those deals smart for players? No, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they are. Sometimes you get 7 good years on a 10-year deal. Maybe that will happen eventually. Annie's in the truck today. Annie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
What's happening?
Hi.
Well, I just wanted to tell you, having worked as an EA for many, many years, an executive assistant to executives, okay, the letter had to come out of the front office. Somebody had it. It could have been IT, but it's a 90-10, all right? And being an EA, you have access to the executives' inboxes that you support. So they know everything that's in there, what comes in, what goes out. And I have a feeling that someone in the main office, in the front office, put it on a jump drive and either mailed it or personally delivered it to the reporter at the Wall Street Journal.
So you think it's on the Astros end or the Major League Baseball office end? Which end? Astros?
Major League Baseball.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's someone in their office. It's someone that works for Manfred that has this. Exactly.
And I'm telling you, for many years, I knew all the ins and outs about everything.
And somebody that knows that they can't get nailed either.
You ever do this, Annie? You're bringing a little something to the newspaper?
No, I did not, actually. I didn't have anything that was good enough to bring. You know what I'm saying?
You had a boring executive that worked above you.
But you would have.
Well, that would have been a very gray area. It would have depended. I don't know that it's all that gray.
I think you would have been violating your...
Porter says hello, by the way.
Who?
Porter, my grandson.
Oh, tell him said I.
Yeah, you made fun of his name, and you still haven't told Porter, right?
This is Annie that told us about the house being up for sale down in... Exactly. Where is that? What town?
I forget. Norfolk.
Yeah. Yes, yep. The Guerrero home.
Yep.
Exactly.
Annie, thank you.
You tell Porter I said hi.
You're welcome, guys.
All right. Thanks, Annie.
Porter.
I remember that. She called us during training camp.
Like Stanley.
And she said, part of my daily routine was driving down that street, and I happened to see the for sale sign up.
That's right.
Look at that. That's right. And tell Porter we said hello.
Porter. What's this short for Porter? Port?
P-Dog.
P-Dog? Porky? Porty?
He's doing it again. He's doing the same thing that he did in July.
Porter, I think of a kid, the fat kid from the Sandlot. Hey, Porter.
Tom's in Newton. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, hey, guys. Just had a question for you about Chaim Bloom. I mean, you know, the guy hasn't really been here long enough or done anything exciting enough to draw a ton of conclusions about him, both, you know, things we didn't already know. But one of the concerns they have is, I mean, yeah, look, you know, he went to Yale and majored in Latin or whatever it was.
Classics. He majored in the classics.
You know, he just kind of fits the bill of one of these, you know, new age whiz kid GMs. But one of the concerns they have is, I mean, other than the fact, you know, he's, like, similar to, I guess, what Theo kind of seemed like at that point in his career, like, does it kind of end with the similarities? Like, how do we know this guy really knows what he's doing? I mean, I just feel like more often than not, these, you know, guys who build these, you know, cost-effective, efficient, statistically focused teams, yeah, they can be competitive and they can be cost-effective. But at the end of the day, you know, you can say what you want about Dombrowski. He got you there. Like, I just don't know if at the end of the day, this guy really is going to, you know, could get them to the finish line, especially with all the, you know, headaches.
Yeah, like Billy Bean. Billy Bean hasn't won dick in this game. He hasn't. Think about it. Uh-huh. What has Billy Bean ever won?
We ain't won dick.
I just wanted to let that out. Billy Bean hasn't won anything.
How do you win that?
What has he ever won? He's never won a damn thing. Super cost effective. Super great at finding inefficiencies in the game. Yes, he'll build you a team on the cheap that's far more competitive than it should be. What do you win with that? I think it's a fair second guess, but I'm willing to give Chaim Bloom a shot. I think they need someone more like Chaim Bloom than they need someone like Dave Dombrowski right now.
Right.
I'll tell you that. If you had to pick between the two, I'll take Chaim Bloom every day of the week. Yes. They're going to need someone who has a real eye on young talent who could draft and develop. Because I believe in that. I believe every team should be drafting and developing well, regardless of where their draft picks are. Mookie Betts was not a first-round pick. You got to be able to find those sort of gems, those diamonds in the rough, if you will. And his leadership will be much better in that regard, I believe. But now he's got some money he's going to have to spend at some point, too. No, but over the weekend, can you imagine Chaim Bloom? Welcome to Boston, Chaim. Your owner said, go trade the best player on the team who makes $27 million a year currently and hasn't even hit free agency yet. While you're at it, try and move David Price and take on half the salary. Try and do a deal. He does the deal, and the owner, I believe, second guesses the deal. Contributing factor, the backlash. He paid attention to the backlash and thought, did this guy not do a good deal? Did we not do a good deal as a team? And then he goes and tells him to try harder, do a better deal. And the guy did, to his credit. Credit to Heim Bloom. He ended up doing a good deal, better than what he did last week. But that must have been a hell of a week for him. I don't think he ever had a week like that in Tampa. No way. And even with baseball in decline, you got a whole town that is talking about this deal and this trade and about this team and about the fact that they open up spring training this week. Do they have a manager yet? Do we have a manager here?
I thought we did.
No. So today we were going to play the audio, but you can barely hear it.
What is it?
Rochi's out there. At he's going to join us starting Wednesday.
Oh, he is?
Week. Yeah, every day for the rest of the week.
Okay.
But so Johnny Miller was down there and said congratulations to Ron Renneke as he walked in.
And?
He said, we'll see.
I guess we don't have a manager yet. Okay. Congratulations. We'll see.
Maybe they want to introduce him. What? Maybe the ownership group will be
Well, maybe there. That statement that they then put out. Again, that was one of the parts of Heim Bloom's week. His front office put out a statement saying, we haven't made a call on manager yet. Don't believe all the reports out there. What?
Maybe John Gibbons is in play.
I was going to play the audio, but now that you know what he said, I can actually play it because you can hear for it.
In Tampa, you could start the year without a manager and no one in Tampa would even know. Like, they wouldn't even know. Go ahead. Play it.
Congratulations.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. If I got the job, they haven't told me yet.
He's got to be the one planning practice, right?
Let's hope so.
Of course.
Since I think he's going to be the manager soon. Oh, my God.
How many laps are going to run? Maybe last year he ran, what, three? Maybe only did 2.5.
Why am I
listening to you, coach?
Hey, Skip.
I don't want to do that, coach.
No, thanks, coach.
Go tell the manager to tell him. Let me know what to do.
There was another weekend full of Tom Brady rumors. And some rumblings and rumors about who the Patriots could be after in free agency. We will address those items coming up next here on Zolak and Burke.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I don't think there are 3 words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five.
We're playing this the day he leaves.
Who leaves?
Brady.
Oh, he's leaving now?
You're leaving now.
I don't like your creativity with the music, okay?
It's so, in your eyes.
I know what he's trying to do. Try to stir it up.
There's no disguise.
See it in his eyes.
Is he leaving, Zoe? Is he going to Dallas, as you told us on Friday, Thursday, whatever day
that was? I think Dallas is a possibility. I do. As do others started to say it after I did. People more tied into Dallas.
I don't know, man.
Mike Corbin gave that thing life last week.
I've always said that the overwhelming, not overwhelming, but the odds are...
Here.
He's back here.
Yeah. Should be. Barring some snag.
There are things that shake my confidence in that as the days go by.
As the days go by, because there's going to be a day comes when free agency starts. Now all of a sudden, you know, you missed that window to negotiate and get it done before.
I mean, I just think he's dedicated to going to free agency. Like he's going to do it. Like he's going to go take the visits. I think that's going to happen. I wasn't sure that was going to happen before.
We're going to be tracking planes, aren't we?
Yes,
I feel like that's going to happen.
Part. That's a fun part. Tracking planes is a fun part of that. Remember, we were tracking.
If he stays, tracking planes are a fun part of it.
Yes.
All right.
If he leaves, it's not.
Here we go. Here's
Beatles good at that.
What's that? Tracking the planes. I've shown you how you do it. I've given you the instructions how to do it.
Remember when Payne Stewart plane was in and people were tracking it? Like here it is, and you just couldn't tell where it was going to go.
Oh yeah, I don't think it's going to be that kind of situation
at all.
That
was a bad day.
Here is Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. Timing is all wrong for Patriots to get real done with Brady.
Deal. Misprint.
He's got it.
Before free agency, Patriots irritated by reports about $30 million. The Sunday report that the Patriots were willing to go north of $30 million, presumably for 1 year's salary, to keep Brady, which came from Ian Rappaport of NFL Media, has been a source of irritation for the team this week.
Oh.
My understanding is no parameters have been set. That number is now an albatross to the proceedings. The proceedings themselves, they will have to get underway soon because the timeline for negotiations is a huge wrench in this process. Here are the particulars of the legal tampering period. Teams are allowed to negotiate with the agents of prospective unrestricted free agents during a 2-day period beginning March 16th. That's what we know. Starts at noon on the 16th. It ends at 3:59 on March 18th. In that 2-day window, prospective unrestricted free agents like Tom Brady can't visit teams or have direct contact with team employees except those from their current clubs. So Brady can't take a visit on the 16th. No visits. No talking. He can only talk
to the
other teams. But do you think Tom Brady would choose another team without being able to fully, like we believe he wouldn't have talked to them anyway? But do you think if he were to follow the rules, do you think he would go elsewhere?
What do you mean?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Do you think that he would seriously consider another team based on those conversations and sign a deal prior to the 18th? Like, he's not going to do it. He's going to wait to talk to these teams.
No, he's going to want it all out there, I think.
He's not going to be 4:01 p.m. on the 18th. He's not going to be one of those guys.
Let me put it in a different way. He won't rule teams out without being able to talk to them. Let's put it that way. Would you rule a team out?
I think he's going to talk to everybody if he wants to hit. If he's so dead set on becoming...
He can rule a team out if Don Yee gets information that, hey, we can pay you $18 million. Yep, that's out.
Oh, No. I'm talking about for football reasons. For let's assume the money is going to be there.
Regardless, we had that Malcolm Butler thing, that behind the scenes Malcolm Butler thing when he signed with the Titans, a free agency.
Yeah, he's
that
not
agent
Tom
had
Brady.
Everything laid out for him. This is what they're going to do. This is what they're going to do. This is what they're going to do. You don't think that's going to happen with Yee and Brady?
Yeah, but I don't think Brady would ever agree to it without talking to the teams themselves, himself. No way.
I think he can eliminate
teams,
though.
He's a much bigger deal. If the money is no good, of course. Let's assume the money's good.
Well, Brady knows the rosters, though. If a team says we're planning on not doing anything except for signing you and adding us to the bunch,
they're going to tell Tom Brady that. I'm sure someone's pitch is going to be, our plan is to sign you and nobody else.
Why wouldn't the Buccaneers say that?
Why would you even bother?
Why wouldn't the Buccaneers say that, though? They have an all-star wide receiver core.
We're keeping them all intact. Yeah, I could see that.
But because it's spun as a positive. We have a great crew of wide receivers.
Didn't our stud pass rusher say he'd take
less? Turn us into a winner. Yeah. A team that doesn't have those players is not going to admit that they're not going to sign those players or trade for those players. They're not going to do that.
Don't you think the Patriots need to strike before March 16th at noon?
Yes.
All of these pitches will be overwhelmingly positive.
The longer this thing lasts, I think there's a more of a chance that he will not.
Do you know what I feel? I feel like Brady's not going to give him a chance to strike. He's going to say, you're going to get in line with everybody else.
Then why is the $30 million out there? Who's that coming from?
That's what I want to know.
If it's upsetting the team, who's it coming from? And when he says the team, who is he referring to as the team?
So,
the football operations or the whole organization or the owners?
I would say that that type of information would be coming from above football, and that football would be pissed off that that would get out there.
Oh, I see.
So you think that's coming from the Kraft, not Brady? Because it's obviously not coming from Belichick.
I don't think it's coming from Brady. I really don't.
Rapsheet's not a Brady guy.
Like, I'm going to throw this number out there as if it were the team saying it.
Schefter would have had it if it came from Brady.
And then it's going to be like, I'm going to use that to my advantage when I actually go in. I mean, he would know better.
Schefter would have had it if it came from Brady.
So you're saying the Krafts did this so they're not looked at like John Henry?
Could be. Or because they actually want to pay him the money and they want to keep him.
I mean, they were down there.
They're willing to do that, but maybe football is not willing to do that.
Could be the case.
You saw ownership and head coach shaking hands there before the 100th thing.
See, ownership, I think, is in a tough spot because they probably want to spend money. They want him back.
Yeah.
And they know their football coach doesn't. Yeah. And so, you know, I'm just theorizing. Like, that could be a tough spot. I don't know whether Bill wants him or not. But it could be, well, we know we want him and we're willing to pay him. Let's hope our coach is, and you start making sure, you start managing the PR like, hey, if this thing goes south, blame Bill. Don't blame us because we were willing to pay him money. That's what might be going on.
How do you handle guys that hit free agency, like once the season's over? Do you take their nameplate down their locker?
I don't know. I have no idea. You would know better than us.
I just can't remember that. Like, okay, if a guy was up and he hit free agency.
Don't they sort of clean out the lockers in the offseason anyway?
Hold on. Is Brady's nameplate off his locker?
No.
Oh, then why'd you mention that?
I was just saying, because there could be signs. Like, everybody, he stripped down his suite. What else could be stripped down inside? If you're technically out of the building, you're out of the building. You're no longer under contract with us.
Yeah, that would be breaking news if they took the name off the locker, right?
Yeah, they would never do that, God. They'd have to encase the locker, right? Leave it. That thing will be encased, enshrined.
Just take it right to the Hall of Fame, Patriots Hall of Fame.
Just leave it right there. Just put a clear shield over it.
Here's one.
That'll make it sit there and stare at it.
Bleacher Report, another Brady story from over the weekend. Matt Miller of Bleacher Report says, Bill Belichick knows he can't win a title with the quarterbacks on the market, and he knows he can't draft one where they are in the first. And don't forget, Josh McDaniels came back. Brady will too. That is how one former New England scouting staffer put it.
I totally agree with that. I do. There's nobody in that market that you look at and say, we've gone through the names. Plug that guy in. Is that a 13-win team with that guy? And nobody said it. Nobody.
This is from a former New England scouting staffer, someone who formerly worked in the organization, saying, quote, listen, man, they have like 12 picks in this draft. Bill's going to trade, maneuver, and steal from everyone else to give TB12 some dudes. Said a former general manager who has traded with Belichick in the past. So, okay, so we've got one staffer, former Patriots staffer, that says Bill Belichick knows he can't win a title with the quarterback on the market, with the quarterbacks on the market, and knows he can't draft one where they are in the first. And don't forget, Josh McDaniels came back and Brady will too. That's a former New England scouting staffer. And another former GM who has traded with Bill in the past says, listen, man, they have like 12 picks in this draft. Bill's going to trade, maneuver, and steal from everyone else to give TB12 some dudes. Those are the predictions. Here's another one. Predictions are all over the place on who the Patriots will target, but for weeks, two names have consistently been raised when talking about Brady and the 2020 team. So these are predictions and rumors and what people inside the game are saying. A.J. Green and Hunter Henry. A.J. Green, Hunter Henry.
I take Hunter Henry.
We'll talk about both of those names. I want to give you one more Brady nugget. Also, it says from this story on Bleacher Report, what will the Chargers do at quarterback? All signs from league sources indicate the team will draft a signal caller in the first round. But within the last 3 days, there have been a number of unsolicited calls and texts about a trade for Cam Newton. They're looking to draft somebody and go after Cam Newton, apparently.
Yay.
Okay. Well, you guys do that. I'm a fan of that because that eliminates the Chargers as a landing spot for Brady. They're looking for a short-term fix with Cam Newton, and they want a household name and a guy who's recognizable, and apparently Cam Newton is that guy for them.
Sounds Charger-like. Moved from another city. It's not really our home. We're sharing a stadium. We got our coach back.
The kids love Cam Newton.
Yeah.
They true sure or false?
He'll sell some jerseys. Yeah.
Kids love Cam Newton.
Yeah. Cam will be big in L.A.
He would.
Yeah.
He would be.
I'm serious.
That is a perfect Charger.
He wears outfits and his glasses and his hats.
Yep.
Yep.
He'd be perfect for that scene.
And his little bonnets that he wears. Yeah.
So they could be out on Brady. But what about A.J. Green and Hunter Henry for the Patriots? Zoe, give us your thoughts on that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Yeah, Porter.
I'm just going to remind you that if you're having issues listening to the station today on the FM dial, head on over to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Download the app, stream us. The stream is crystal clear today. Having some technical difficulties there on the other side. I know we're back up, but if there's any glitches remaining, get to the stream, 98.5thesportshub.com. Okay, so a couple of things that we forgot. We forgot something. We forgot to mention this.
But we do.
That Mike McCarthy wants Dak.
That makes sense to me. I don't think Mike McCarthy is going in for the Dallas job to work with a bridge guy to get him to another guy maybe in 2 or 3 years from there. He's going there to work with Dak Prescott. I think he wants Dak Prescott.
So that's makes something sense. Consider.
And I said this last week because of the West Coast theory of it. So now all of a sudden Mike McCarthy is going to take the job with full intent of allowing another quarterback to come in and implement his own offense. That doesn't add up to me. That's not good for Dallas. It really isn't. It'd be nice to get Dallas in on a bid.
Also, Michael Irvin sort of took back his comments that someone had told him, that significant people told him the Cowboys may pursue Brady. Yeah, he then clarified by saying no one associated with the Cowboys told him that. I don't know who the significant people would be that have no association with the Cowboys.
Babe Loffenberg.
But he wanted to let everyone know that those significant people have nothing to do with the Dallas Cowboys. So it may not be as open of a landing spot for Brady as previously thought. And the head coach there doesn't want Brady. He wants Dak, which I can totally understand from everything you just said.
Yeah.
So, A.J. Green, Hunter Henry for the New England Patriots. Those names are apparently in league circles for the Patriots.
There's two things that scare me about A.J. Green. One, he's going to be 32 this year. The other one has said he wants to stay with Cincinnati. He loves it there.
What a winner.
I didn't keep him. Keep him and your stupid chili with onions on it on top of spaghetti. I don't want losers. I want guys that want to win. I don't want guys that are just, you know, content on getting paid and just going through the motions with their team. Guys you could take out of the game. He's Demaryius Thomas to me. He's a guy you could take out of a game. It seems like he fights for the ball. He's not a Terrell Owens type player. You know, he's not Dez Bryant. And I'm not saying I want Dez. I'm saying I want, if you're going to go out and get into the market and get a type of guy on the outside, I want a guy that's going to fight for the football. A guy that's a gamer. A Steve Smith type of player. I say no, no, no to A.J. Green. Said same thing when they went and got Demaryius Thomas. Didn't look like he was going to make the team. Then they trade him to the Jets. I mean, so.
2018, Demaryius Thomas. A.J. Green played in 9 games, and then he missed all of the 2019 season. He hasn't played in a year. He's 32. I have issues with his toughness to begin with in terms of the fighting through coverage, that type of toughness.
Yeah. It checks out of games. Yeah. Not physical.
That, to me, is a bit of an issue.
I don't want another finesse guy.
It's not even about being a physical receiver. I mean just physical in the sense that you don't shut it down when you face a good corner.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's not about being big and physical and being Anquan Boldin or one of these guys who is a physical type of player. Steve Smith, as you mentioned. I'm just talking about guys who fight through coverage. That when they have a great defender on the other side of them, that they don't shut it down or they start going three-quarter speed because they know it's not really there for them on a given day. So that would be my issue with A.J. Green. When it's a guy that he doesn't feel he can beat, he sort of checks out. That's a problem. And just what you said, I want to stay in Cincinnati.
That's the biggest red flag.
The biggest freaking red flag you'd ever have on a player.
Here's your time.
I want the guy who says, oh, God, get me the hell out of Cincinnati. I can't stand the losing here. I can't stand this franchise. It's a loser franchise. Loser from the owner on down.
Yeah.
So I asked you this, Beetle, before.
Give me Jarvis Landry. I want a Jarvis Landry type player.
What's your dollar amount that A.J. Green could accept for you to have him be worth it?
The same as Sanu. $6 million.
Six or less,
I'll take him.
You could have either one at six. Who do you take, Green or Sanu?
Green.
That's what I would say, too.
See,
absolutely.
I'm not, and I'll tell you why. I have serious concerns about the guy's health and his ability to play again.
Do you really think he's going to get big money, though? I don't think he's getting big money.
No.
I mean,
he's 32. He starts next season as 32-year-old receiver.
But he's a name. Yeah, that's why at 32, I'm
with
like,
six possible first-round picks in this year's draft, with all the rookies that came out last year that were successful.
Makes a lot of sense for Cincinnati to get rid of him if he's so damn good, too, with Joe Burrow coming in.
I know Sanu's not that much younger. Sanu's 30, so I know he's not much younger.
Yeah, but Sanu could be a piece here. See, that's the thing. If you get the right people around him, I think that guy could be effective.
Right. That's why I'm like not going to pass on that.
I feel like
AJ Green is a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might work out. He might be good. But most of the time you lose. So I don't know. I look at that and say, heavily injured guy who missed all of last season and time in the previous season, and he's 32 now. Those guys typically don't come back and have great years. So
he needs to come in like a Deion Branch role, not a number one receiver role.
Well, now you've got a bunch of guys that are not number ones.
Right.
It's like you just keep adding to that problem of who's the number one here?
Yeah.
If you're serious about weapons, though, why can't you sign Amari Cooper and sign A.J. Green for low money?
If you sign Amari Cooper, why are you wasting your time with A.J. Green?
Because you could use that speed when Amari Cooper's taking all the attention away. He can just burn down the field.
If he still has the speed.
I don't think the speed's ever been an issue for him.
He's a 4-5 guy on his best day.
He hasn't played in a year and a half, Jim. How do you know that speed is not an issue for him now is my question.
I think he was ready to play at the end of last season, and they just didn't play him because they were going nowhere.
He had a setback. He got hurt. He got hurt playing in that stupid game after being hurt the previous year. I don't know, man. Ankle injury? That caused you to miss an entire season?
Like, here's the important thing. Does Tom Brady have his ears perk up when you mention his name?
Oh.
Right.
See, what scares
me is Amari Cooper, you're like, all right.
But yeah. Wait a second.
We got a guy here. We got a real player.
Tom Brady got excited with Demaryius Thomas, so just remember that.
He got excited for Sanu, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was when he was locked in here. Now he's get the choice of anywhere to go he wants to go that will have him in the league.
Tom, we're not going to be able to do much, but how do you feel about A.J. Green?
Another guy got to come.
I thought we were going to do something.
I thought we were going to load up.
Here's what they have to tell him to do. We're going to trade for Odell Beckham.
I said to Jim,
that's the one for me.
I said, Jim, if you asked me today, what's more likely, the Patriots pull off a trade for Odell Beckham Jr. or they sign A.J. Green?
You said that today?
I said this morning on my drive in.
Wow.
I said I'd pick OBJ.
Yeah, I would too.
I think the odds.
I'm just trying to be realistic.
OBJ.
If you traded a second rounder for Sanu, what are you giving up for OBJ?
Jim, I'm not talking about what I would choose. I'm saying choose in terms of the odds of what I think is more likely to happen. A.J. Green or Odell Beckham in a trade. What's more likely to happen for the Patriots this offseason? I think they'd be more inclined to do a deal if they're trying to bring Brady back. If they're not, all bets are off.
If you trade a first-round pick for OBJ, is that enough to get Brady back?
I think it should be.
Because you spent a first-rounder last year, you traded a first-rounder this year, and a second-rounder this year for receivers.
You know my thoughts on Odell Beckham Jr. I'm not a fan. Not a fan of that guy. I think he's just...
I think he comes to play.
I think he's the type of guy that would say he'd just stay in Cincinnati if he liked it there. Problem with him, he just hasn't liked any of his landing spots yet. But if Odell Beckham Jr. coming to the Patriots is what it takes to keep Tom Brady here, I am all in. All in. If that's what needs to happen for Brady to stay, so be it.
So when everyone says weapons, you just both said that's enough. So it's one guy then. You're really talking about one guy?
Oh, they also need a tight end. I'm talking about receivers.
It's an Antonio Brown.
But they also need a tight end.
It's the Antonio Brown factor. Okay?
Maybe running back.
And I'm not saying bring AB back.
I don't think they do. I think they're fine there.
OBJ is the closest thing to AB. A dynamic, down-the-field guy that can run every freaking route.
And they need a tight end.
Slant, go, fade, dig. He runs them all. They got to get a tight end. So, that's gun to the head anyway.
And the other guy we mentioned.
Your number one need is tight end.
Was Hunter Henry. There's a massive roadblock for the Patriots getting Hunter Henry.
Why?
Which makes it unlikely. I'll tell you what it is, though, coming up next.
Woo!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Make them like this anymore, so
nope. It's almost like a cross between Toto and ELO. You got a little like Electric Light Orchestra.
All right, you want to know what the roadblock is?
Yeah,
the roadblock is this: the franchise tag number,
yeah,
is very reasonable for tight ends. Franchise tag is under $11 million for tight ends, which means, according to Mike Reese, low franchise tag figure for tight ends is notable in New England. With the Patriots badly in need of help at tight end and with limited options on the free agent market, free agent-to-be Hunter Henry of the Chargers would be an ideal fit. We all agree on that.
His teeth bugger. Like, he's all teeth.
We all agree on Hunter Henry, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this guy.
Good player. I'll take him.
Who is anyone?
He's always
opposed?
Hurt. He's always hurt.
Okay.
Always hurt.
Jim's the one guy in New England who's opposed to Hunter Henry.
You want him or Tyler Eifert?
Oh yeah, no. It's cheap. It's only $11 million. Why didn't you pay Gronk $11 million last year and just shut the door?
Good point.
So again, Hunter Henry of the Chargers would be an ideal fit. Jim is against it. The rest of the world
what
is
for it.
What
do you like about Henry? What have you seen about Henry from Henry that you like? Or is it just the name?
The upside.
I'll tell you. He's better than
upside.
Any.
Upside. He's a 5-year veteran.
Yeah,
he's
I know. Better, he's exactly. Better than anything. He doesn't have a ton of wear and tear on him.
He's better than anything the Patriots will come up with otherwise. That's my biggest reason for liking.
He's the best available guy?
Yes. He is definitively, I believe.
That would tell me as a quarterback at the age of 43, you're in.
The best available guy.
Yeah. That what message would that send to Brady?
That he's had 17 touchdowns in 3 seasons of play.
That's a lot.
He's played 3 full seasons. He was hurt all of 2018. He missed.
When you say full seasons, how many games are those?
Okay, his season so far.
So he's Rex Burkhead.
He's been in the league 4 years. He missed all of 2018.
Yeah, he's Rex Burkhead.
He's played 15, 14, and 12 games.
So not quite full seasons, but full seasons. 3/4 of the season.
I think if you're playing 13 games, if you're averaging 13, you're playing a full season.
Especially as a tight end, I'll take that. 13 is a tight end, you can have that. So if you're a good tight end, and I think this kid has a lot of potential, I think he's good.
Yeah.
17 touchdowns over those 3 seasons. In the 12 games he played last year, he had 55 catches in 12 games. So he's productive, puts up numbers.
Nice.
And so, and he's easily the best guy the Patriots could get if they were to sign him. So I am in on Hunter Henry. Zoe's in on Hunter Henry. I assume
most
Patriots fans would be over the moon for Hunter Henry over what they had this year. Just how I'm feeling about it. Maybe I'm wrong.
Would you rather have him or Delanie Walker?
But, Mike, I like Delanie Walker. He's just getting up there, dude.
See,
he's been around for a while.
He reminds me of like a Delanie Walker, like that type of tight end. So
Here's what Reese writes. He says, but that seems like a long shot scenario because the projected franchise tag figure for tight ends is at about $10.7 million. That according to Joel Corey of CBS Sports. I've seen other projections that are closer to 11, so it's in that range. It's somewhere between 10, 7, and 11. The amount is one of the lowest of any position. Even with Henry's injury history, it would be a surprise to me if the Chargers, with salary cap space to work with, don't assign him the tag. That would boost Atlanta's Austin Hooper as the next notable tight end option on the free agent market. I'll take Hooper, too. Not against him.
Hey, Hooper.
Hooper.
Let me see those hands.
Hooper plays tight end, coach. That's what it's going to be.
He's from that college down in the ocean. Graphic college down there. He caught 14 touchdowns last year and 5 sharks.
So I am all for Hooper. Two. You get Hoopa?
You just want to get your picture on the front of that Sports Illustrated there, don't you?
Hunter Henry could be a problem for the Pats because the Chargers could just tag him. And then they could also work on getting a long-term deal done once they tag him.
They also could say, hey, we don't want to pay this guy. If we're going to do that route, go Cam Newton / draft a quarterback, then we might pick up a tight end in the second round.
Well, wait, if they do the Cam Newton and draft a quarterback, they'll have money to spend. They're still going to have to spend some money.
That's what I'm saying, though. But if you're going to go the Cam Rutan young quarterback route instead Cam of a Rutan. Veteran quarterback route, you get rid of the veteran tight end. Yeah? We'll go young there, too.
I'd rather have Greg Wilson than Hunter Henry. Greg Olsen, sorry.
Greg Olsen.
That's a guy that's freaking banged up all the time now, too, Jim.
He plays through it, though.
What's it going to cost?
I know this. Dealing with Belichick.
Seriously, what?
I know it's a one-year deal.
Out of all my conversations with Belichick with those teams, when we would play Dallas or when we would play Carolina.
I don't hate what he's talking. I don't hate the Greg Olsen idea either.
Bill loves Greg Olsen compared to who's the guy who was in the booth? Now he's
Jason Witten.
Jason Witten.
Yeah, Jason Witten.
And that's not a slight. He likes Witten. He likes Witten, but he said Olsen does everything.
What if you get Olsen and Delanie Walker on for combined $11 million?
Yeah.
Instead of Hunter Henry for $11 million.
It's like Hunter Henry?
I'm just saying, what if you could possibly pull that off? Or something like that.
I would take that.
Look at the money you were paying Rob and Dwayne Allen.
Ben Watson. Let me just tell you this.
I don't see a lot of bad options when the names we're talking about at tight end. I'll take combination. I don't like Witten. That's the only name you've mentioned that I say I'll take a pass.
He's a combo of Olsen and Witten. Yeah.
Nope.
I
don't want Witten.
Yeah.
I think that's worse than Ben Watson. I don't want that.
That's
old, broken down tight end.
Who the hell is that?
No, thank you. I'm not doing that.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know. What are you looking at?
How do they put that guy up?
Austin Hooper.
That's Hooper? Wow. He's got flowing hair.
Does that make you more inclined to,
You know what worries me? Is we are, and here we are, talking about adding a weapon that you're trying to appease a 43-year-old quarterback to come back and work with, and we're more excited about the tight end position and who's available than any damn receiver. That's scary to me. We've just come up with 3 to 4 tight end combinations that I would take over any damn receiver we've talked about so far. Instead of going out, Beckham Jr. That's a trade. That's pulling off a blockbuster trade.
All right, so the Patriots will get for Tom Brady Odell Beckham Jr., Delanie Walker, and Greg Olsen.
I'm sorry.
And you're not re-signing Collins, Van Noy, McCourty.
Bingo.
Probably, right?
Right.
Right.
All true.
You still may have to cut another guy outside of that.
So what? Score points. Now you win games scoring points.
Listen, I don't know how far that team will go, but they will be entertaining as hell.
I'll have more fun.
And we'll have plenty of fun, and they will be better than whatever the
Froholt into left guard.
They will be better than whatever the hell they were going to be without Tom Brady.
No, but take Karras at left guard.
Okay. They'll be better.
How about that?
I just want a Hooper here now so we can do all the Hooper jokes.
All the Hooper jokes.
Hooper! Pick up that pass rush, ain't you watching?
All the Hooper jokes.
What do you think this is going to protect you from that? You're going to get in the water with that? 20, 25 feet.
All the mad Hooper jokes.
Hooper drives the boat, Chief.
Yeah, there it is. That's the first one I dropped. Hooper plays tight end, coach. We are stupid. There is no doubt about it.
I played in the transplant. What? You know, when he's boiling those shark teeth, do you think he makes a good, what do you call that? Not a roux, but, you know, stew or
like a base.
Broth. Yeah.
What is it? I know what you're. I know
not
what
a
you're
broth.
I know what you're trying to come up with there.
Like chicken broth or stock.
Stock.
A good fish stock.
Oh yes.
I wonder if you boil the fish tails and the shark teeth make a good shark broth.
And then we had another tight end in here, a lot younger than your Moose Hooper over here.
Comes a shark. We're getting back to summer. Them sharks are coming back. You see, they tagged a 15 footer pinged off the Florida coast the other day. Not too far off.
Well, we've got our shark update in for the day. How about this? How about a coronavirus update? You want one of those too?
No, thank you.
Yeah, we'll do that. To scare the hell
yeah,
out
we'll
of
do
me.
That coming up next. It's actually about to impact the sport of hockey. Yes, it's on the way. 90 seconds.
Hooper drives the boat, Chief.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.